first of all, Scott, I want to thank Successful Farming, that's agriculture.com, for being a sponsor of AgWire coverage of the Agri-Marketing Conference this year. And I also have to mention you are a sponsor of the NAMA blog as well, which is at namaconnect.org. So we really appreciate that support and hope that you'll find that has accomplished your objectives. So let's, for people who I'm sure are very familiar with the company, but what's new with Successful Farming right now?
Well, Chuck, thanks for the opportunity, and we're excited to not only sponsor the NAMA blog, but the work that you're doing here. We're big fans of that. And the big thing that we're talking about at this year's conference is social media, and that's a buzz, obviously, across the country and across internet communications, but really what we've tried to do and really want to convey to folks is we've been in the social media business really dating back to 1995 when we launched agriculture.com. And it started then with 25 discussion groups, a feature called Homestead where you create your own homepage. We did polling back then, so there really were kind of the first stages of social media, and I'm not going to pretend that we had a crystal ball and knew it was coming, but it's really kind of been the forerunner and the bedrock of what we've done with agriculture.com. And today we're excited because we've launched a site called farmersofthefuture.com, and it's a social networking site for young and beginning farmers. To date, I looked before I left the office, we have just short of 1,300 young and beginning farmers that have signed up for that, and they have uploaded over 4,000 photos and videos, and there's forums and blogs and everything else. So it's we're excited to continue not only talk about that, but the other things we're doing from a social media perspective, which are the blogs and social networking sites and women in ag, and there's all sorts of things. So,
well, you know, we've talked and heard a lot when it comes to marketing in ag, the whole media mix thing. And for a company like yours, where people might think, you know, well, we buy an ad in a magazine. Of course, you do that, and that's very effective. But now you've got those other media elements to wrap into a whole package, which is including online, like you're saying.
Right. It's interesting to bring that up. It a lot of times when we're with customers now, we won't even lead with the magazine. There are so many other things that they want to talk about. And really what we try to do is customize and tailor packages and programs that fit their individual needs. And if that's a print ad, great. If it's not, that's fine as well. A lot of times it's going to be some sort of a customizable online solution. So what we've really tried to do is not take a cookie cutter approach and one size fits all. It's really, what are your goals and objectives? Mm-hmm. What can we do to create a solution for you?
All right. Well, I hope that this has been or will conclude being a very successful agri-marketing conference for Successful and for all the people here, because it sure seems like we've got a very energetic and very well-attended conference.
Yeah, we would agree. And I think attitudes are good, and we're very excited about that. So thanks for the opportunity.
All right. Well, thank you, Scott. Here at the Agri-Marketing Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.